to the rush of day, when the heat of a rolling wave can't be turned away.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to Galactic Roundtable. This is Beth. I'm so happy to be here tonight. I haven't been here in 3 weeks. So I'm glad to be back. I guess a lot has been going on. You've heard me saying, or maybe I wrote, that I've been struggling with health problems, you know, on and off for months. I haven't replied to an email. And so, you know, I could give a description and call it some names or whatever, but none of those details matter. I believe what's happening is, you know, I was like in a stripping down process, and now I'm in a building up process, and I feel a lot better. And I think what's happening will be happening to everybody. I'm pretty sure what I'm going through is the kind of purifications, age reversal, and other things that will be available in the light cities after everything's over. But I'm doing it before, and, you know, with not as much support as will happen there. So maybe I'm a little guinea pig, I don't know. But I'm doing much, much better now. The other thing is that many have their ear to the ground, waiting and hoping regarding the Congressional Hearings Initiative. And what I understand about that, what I've been told, is that it's been rolling out kind of slow, and there's a reason for that. And the only thing we're waiting for is the signal from above. And the White Knights have been suffering added pressures and things behind the scenes that aren't talked about because of the anticipation that everything's almost over. So they're just taking things kind of slow so everything goes right. And I'm expecting to see in the next week that we'll be pretty close to a launch. But I have no idea, and nobody I know has any idea, as far as I know. And that's coming from above. I know that much. So this week, I just in the last 4 days, I got back to writing. So what I want to do tonight is keep it a little bit low key, and I want to share this information with you because it's some of the most clear and not new, but hasn't been said in a long time information. And so I feel like this must be perfect timing for us to refresh our memories or maybe hear something we've never heard before. So I'm going to share this first article. Some people send me irate emails and they tell me that, you know, my channeling is no good. And, you know, they don't understand that sometimes I write the articles myself. It's not channeled. It's researched and written up. Anyways, this is one of those that I wrote. The purpose I wrote this for is that I'm constantly trying to dream up new ways to help people understand the truth embargo and understand why it's important. So I hope this helps. This is called the event disclosure. Make it your mission. The truth embargo. Those in charge of keeping the truth embargo in place for the last 67 years include the U.S. government in cooperation with many other countries' governments, U.S. and world intelligence agencies, the U.S. military in cooperation with other military forces, private contractors and scientists willing to reverse engineer crashed starships and provide the secret space program with anything they need for a cost. The worldwide media is also complicit. in holding the truth embargo in place. When the internet was invented, it made a place to circumvent these blockades, as well as creating a new media run by we the people. Imagine that the United States invented a separate country. When I'm reading this part, I'm talking about Israel, if you don't know. Imagine that the United States invented a separate country which it could give humanitarian aid to, and that aid could be spent by the leaders in the other country on anything they want. They could spend it on guns, drugs, nuclear weapons, building things, which it sells to others for more profits to make more guns and army tanks, bombs, Scud missiles, secret government space programs. Israel does all of that. Imagine that the reason to invent a separate country is to launder billions of dollars under the guise of humanitarian aid. Imagine that the powers at be invented this country under a guise of a religious conflict and started fake wars based on religion. You know, that makes more profit. Can you just hear John Lennon singing now? Don't you think he understood the illusion we've put ourselves under? We can end nuclear threat and admit to ourselves that our governments have deceived us on every level. The cabal is locked into their own program, and even though it will fail, they cannot let go of it. They are in the top levels of all the world agencies and control these decisions, but not for long. Self-disclosure. When we take the mature view of the problem, we realize that not only President Obama, but also Intel, including CIA, FBI, DOD, DIA, and NSA, and NASA, among others, the old guard at the Pentagon, and the military-industrial complex must all agree together that it's time for disclosure. This is all happening at a time when the United States government is coming apart at the seams. There's a dysfunctional decline of the United States as a world power. The banks are broke, and Congress has had the Patriot Act in place for 10 years. We require the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the United States to hear the testimony from high-ranking military commanders from all branches of the armed services with top-level clearances to read into the record their interactions on the job with extraterrestrials. This is the Congressional Hearings Initiative, a project by the lobbyist on the ET issue, Stephen Bassett, and the Paradigm Research Group. Currently, a film is in production for theater distribution called Truth Embargo, which will go into depth explaining every side of the 67-year truth embargo. President Obama will be the disclosure president. When we awaken to a new reality, we realize our old belief system dissolves around our feet. We become awake and aware and feel prompted from within our heart to be changed. The arrests. We have heard from the King of Swords, KOS, that what we can expect to see is the simultaneous worldwide arrests of 500,000 individuals, including the government bankers and those inside the Vatican. Even though Pope Benedict stepped aside, he remains the true Pope, and he will be arrested for war crimes of high treason. Pope Francis is a placeholder. We will experience this in the real. It will be broadcast on the radio, television, and live stream. There are no dates. The moment we come will come when humanity has proven ready. After we hear the alarm and wake up, then we become a sponge for more information based in a new paradigm. At a certain moment, we realize we must, together with all humanity, create a new paradigm. The announcement. This experience will be so awesome that most will want to stay home from work, school, or whatever the next day or three to process this experience. Since this will coincide with Nasara's announcements and more than 36 hours of TV and radio broadcasts of economic, political, and spiritual information, which will be quite dramatic to most, as it has been known but suppressed by the cabal for aeons of time to keep us in ignorance and separation from our source awareness. All will quickly learn that debt is going to be forgiven and that net income will be increased through elimination of the IRS, income taxes and credit card debt, and mortgages will be wiped off the books. With Nassar's announcements and all the positive improvements, it supports the dissolution of the old system, and it will be complete. The enactment of Nassar Law. Nassar Law returns divine government to earth. There are many, many provisions in the law we are unaware of. These will be explained at announcements. There are a few who have known about that we have known about for many years. Nassar brings peace, worldwide prosperity, and international economic benefits. As the USA is the bastion of freedom in this world, Nassar has to be implemented there, along with Canada, UK, and Australia. Other countries will follow in a sequential order. On October 10, 2000, after being passed by Congress, President Bill Clinton signed the National Economic and Security Reformation Act, NASARA. 180 nations, including Canada, have agreed by treaty at the World Court, the International Court of Justice in The Hague, to support these improvements. This is the beginning of what has been termed the Golden Age, prophesied since biblical times. Behind the scenes right now, it is hectic, and the Illuminati are frantic. Alan Greenspan's 1966 article explained the benefits of a gold-backed currency, and this will be welcomed in international finance markets as business worldwide will receive a tremendous boost from Nassar. Some experts will lecture for about 36 hours on TV explaining Nassar in detail once the initial public announcement has been made. Until its official announcement, all government, banking, military, intelligence, congressional, business, and other personnel and officials who have had to be informed about Nassar due to their professional duties have been sworn to secrecy and would be charged with treason if they even admit that it exists on account of sensitive information that could result in the crashing of the stock and commodity markets and causing massive economic problems worldwide. The corporate USA is bankrupt now. The Republic, we the people, is safe inside Nassar Law. So don't be concerned about the criminal bankers, as their bankruptcy will not affect Nassar funds or accessing funds after announcements. The announcement has been delayed by the continued antics of the international bankers, who would lose control over the nations of this world when it is introduced, but we are now at the point of its implementation worldwide. To give you an idea of what is at stake here, here are just some of the Nassar improvements. All banks become treasury banks, and new currency, backed by precious metals, is issued on a one-for-one basis. American and Canadian bank debts, your home mortgage, bank car loan, college education, and other loans are forgiven. If you are an American or Canadian citizen as part of the compensation program for bank fraud, credit card balances, again, on American and Canadian banks and many major department stores or merchants as well, are zeroed out immediately for both American and Canadian citizens and landed immigrants. CCRA is disbanded and all income tax, both personal and business, which never did go to any government in Canada or the States, is abolished and compensation for this fraud also paid out. Likewise, the U.S. Federal Reserve and their collection agent, the IRS, will be disestablished and replaced by the U.S. Treasury banks after a bank holiday removes the criminals and any criminal hardware or software and reopens as U.S. Treasury banks, perhaps under the same name as before, but with new management. General sales tax is replaced with a straight sales tax on new non-essential goods and services. Nassar Law is the law of the land, with sovereign citizenship, restoration of the Constitution. All statutory laws are canceled. All cases on the books are stopped. Judges, attorneys, and law enforcement officers must receive 30 days of retraining in constitutional and common law before any more cases are adjudicated. A near total amnesty will be granted to most ones now in jails and prisons, and President Obama has ordered a case-by-case review of all ones incarcerated under statute laws. Most will be released, and reparations for unlawful detainment is being considered for those cases that would not have been criminal under constitutional or common law. Folks, they've been sending people to jail for no reason, for made-up reasons, for technical reasons for a long time. The prisoners who are dangerous, who've hurt people, they are not going to be let out. All the other ones, the people who have been put there for drugs and silly reasons, they're all going to be released. Most of the government resigned. Many members, past and present, charged with treason. A temporary prime minister will be installed in Canada, followed by elections with constitutionally acceptable candidates. In the USA, President Obama and non-criminals elected after October 1st of 2008, and that's going to be about 60 or 65 people out of 535. May remain as part of the transition government since the U.S. was placed inside Nasrallah on that date by Lady Masternada and the King of Swords, by the authority granted by the International Court of Justice, the World Court, on March 9, 1999. Lady Masternada was appointed by the World Court as International Special Prosecutor with power to dissolve courts and arrest any international criminals, wherever they may be located on the planet. At least 100,000 cases have been considered by 56 grand juries over the last 4 years. But this was written back in 2009, so that would have been 2005. So believe me, there are many more. By Patrick Fitzgerald in the U.S. There have been many more now. Their sealed indictments are ready to be unsealed and made public. These ones will go or have already been taken to the World Court in The Hague for war crime trials and sentencing. There have been trials like the Kuala Lumpur trials and other ones like that that have gone on behind the scenes, and the newspapers never told us a thing about them. But these trials have been carried out. They're being carried out all the time, and we never see any light of day regarding those status. But occasionally, a leader in Africa, for example, might be indicted and sentenced, and we'll hear about that. But the big ones. But there's a lot going on that regarding the arrests and the trials that they've been proceeding for years. Another condition for announcement is the disclosure of a galactic presence and their involvement in planetary affairs. All Canadian U.S. military overseas are brought back home as peace is declared. All non-criminal residents of the United States, the U.K., Canada, and Australia will receive $10 million within 72 hours of Nasrallah's announcement. I've heard that that's changed now. I've heard that it might take up to a month. If you plan on being away from your residence for an extended period, it is advisable to put in a temporary change of address notice to your local postmasters. Others will receive more. This more will be used for humanitarian projects, and the money will come from the original 78 programs. So this portion I just read about Nasrallah, that was written before, and that's because, you know, I can't make up this stuff. I'm not allowed to say anything that's not absolutely accurate about Nasrallah. That goes on a lot on other websites and with other people because either they don't have access to the information, or they think they don't have access to the information, or just to keep themselves going with donations or whatever. They make up new stuff all the time to get people excited. I don't know who it is right now, but something was put out a few days ago saying that it's going to happen in 10 days. And, people get excited and And I tell people anyone who's telling you a date is lying to you. So, you know, I wrote this stuff around the list about Nisara, but the list about Nisara is coming straight from the King of Swords. I didn't write that part. How could I? Nobody could. In the late 1980s, people all over the world were involved in what's called war chests, a legal term in the U.S. and internationally. This is an international bank account. Whomever has their name on that account can take that money, even if it's other people's money, and spend it. This makes those people in charge of those war chests very, very, very responsible. That money was adding up to $100 million note, and the original $100 million note began in 1981 and went to the Borgavian Fund. He was a wealthy man and still had to collect money from people whose names were put in a slot. It was like a huge slot machine. There had to be a person's name in every position, and each person and each position was worth $100. $100 million divided by $100 means 100,000 people were involved. There always had to be $100 million to start. The global cohesive economics played the 5,000 game, which just meant you were part of a bigger puzzle, always needing 100 million. There were only 78 programs that were considered programs for the light workers. The master program was a fund beginning with a D. It is important not to name it. This money was funding all the White Knight operations, but the White Knights did not get to do one single thing that was not within Nisara law. These programs have always been overseen by Saint Germain. The real commencement of the military White Knights began when Clinton signed Nisara Bill into law on October 10th of 2000. After that, October 28th, 2000, both Bush Jr. and Cheney were killed and cloned. So people have been asking me, well, you know, that doesn't sound very nice. Why did that happen? But both of them had, had been tried and had their sentencing, and their sentencing was execution, and they had both committed atrocities that far exceeded what was necessary to receive that that execution order. This all happened legally under the laws of the land. So they were made into clones to protect the office. They could still do everything as clones, but so they weren't inhibited that way. And they kept the illusion going so we could indict the others. So the 2000 presidential election was decided by the Supreme Court. Remember, they were running against Gore, and then they had all those hanging chads in Florida, and that lady in charge of the election in Florida was also the lady in charge of, she was also the party leader who was helping Bush and Cheney in Florida, and, you know, this was wrapped up with Jeb and Bush Sr., of course. And so we had to take the decision of who won the election to the Supreme Court. So they knew they were putting non-humans into office. The judges did. That is a violation of the Constitution, and it is a war crime of high treason for which they will be held accountable for under Nisara law. Humanity will run its governments, not machines. Those who will go to trial and sentencing are some of the most active in keeping we the people under a truth embargo. Full galactic disclosure. Earth is being visited by intelligently controlled aircraft. The government has been studying this data and keeping it secret for decades. Representative government is in gridlock. It does not work, and we have to make a change. The time is now to lift the veil of secrecy, which has shrouded the subject for over 60 years. it no longer works for the highest good. In order to enact Nasara law, it will be required that our elected government representatives reveal their activities with extraterrestrials. NSA astronauts first landed on the moon in 1961. NSA, National Security Advisors, not NASA, NSA astronauts first landed on the moon in 1961. If you're not as old as me, you may not know. That was 8 years before NASA got there. There are superficial issues which relate to NASA flights and deeper questions which deal with NSA flights, which were occurring 8 years before the first NASA astronauts did arrive. In fact, those NSA craft and ET crafts were parked there when NASA astronauts landed. There were both staged and real flights to the moon. In the 1960s, NSA astronauts made weekly flights to the moon. Human and ET Earth bases were established. That's supposed to say moon bases. I better change that. However, only the NSA flights with the help of negative ETs were allowed to continue. NASA was thrown off the moon by both negative ETs and NSA and told not to come back. The secret space program NSA uses NSA uses an academy across the highway inside a mountain from the Air Force Academy. It is inside a mountain. It is secret. The real NSA astronauts fly the ultra-top secret TR-3B, the Aurora, and other anti-gravity equipped craft like the Shark helicopter used to take out the engines on Flight 1459. The fourth or fifth generation anti-gravity quantum effects craft make routine flights to the moon and Mars as often as weekly. The newest ones have cloaking modes and quantum lifting, descending directly up, down thousands of feet or more, disappearing from the runway and reappearing directly overhead or below within 5 seconds. They have been traveling into deep space and bringing back payloads worth millions for decades. The Congressional Hearings on Disclosure. The Citizens Hearing on Disclosure in 2013 was a great success. It was translated and live webcast all over the world. 30 hours of testimony was heard from witnesses from 10 countries. Most of the witnesses are high-ranking military officials working for the governments and all with high-level top-secret clearance. The subject of UFOs is something that should now be accepted in the mainstream media. What we will do next is take all this to Capitol Hill. In his capacity as a registered lobbyist, Stephen Bassett will go back to Washington, D.C. To begin with, Paradigm Research Group will mail 5,353 DVDs containing the full video of the citizens' hearing testimony to 6 former members of Congress, to all members of the 113th Congress of the United States. Next, we the people will ask this testimony of these witnesses and many others be heard before congressional and Senate subcommittees. Steve Bassett will be in Washington, D.C., having meetings for as long as it takes to schedule the congressional hearings. Once those hearings begin, the truth embargo is pretty much finished. President Obama will go in front of the American people on a televised event and say to the constituents of the United States of America and to the world, we are not alone in the universe. There is a whole other world on the other side of what we call the event of disclosure. Divine government on earth. We are moving into unity consciousness and equality as the new paradigm for earth. As we move through dissolving the old belief system, the vibrational density of judgment, ego, and ignorance of reality fade. What comes into light is the energy we now operate from goes deeper. We understand that we are instruments or vehicles of source energy. We understand we have a responsibility to become the high heart. Through our hearts, we magnetize the changes needed to bring humanity into alignment with wholeness. We begin by commanding compassion, appreciation, forgiveness, understanding, humility, and courage in our daily lives, returning Earth to wholeness. We align with source energy in all our actions. We feel a deep inspiration to become involved in activities which restore love as our currency. We align with the goddess of abundance, and she helps us bring forth all the necessary changes to accomplish the divine governments of Earth. Extraterrestrial technologies. After disclosure, it will be revealed what progress the government has made in re-engineering and studying the extraterrestrial technologies. No longer will they be able to hide behind the petrol dollar. Free energy will be made available to anyone who wants it. They have had this technology in their hands for decades from crashed vehicles. The energy and propulsion technologies will solve a lot of humanity and Earth problems. This will change Earth forever. The phasing out of the fossil fuels as the main energy source will allow us to clean up the pollution on Earth. We need people to get involved now. The hard work has been completed. Now our job is to let Congress know it is important to have hearings on the extraterrestrial presence engaging our government, full galactic disclosure, and the announcements with the enactment of Nassara law will happen publicly for all to see. Telecast and live stream, simulcast in every country in the world, translated into all local languages, citizens of Earth will experience this together. All countries will benefit from the provisions of Nassara law and disclosure. That's all. So, I was hoping to write something that was a cohesive explanation that wasn't too long and also had some very static facts about what's about to happen next. So I know that the highest forces of light are preparing for this. And the second it's time, they're going to give the thumbs up. And we're going to launch the Congressional Hearing Initiative. And when that happens, you're going to see me become very busy. And I hope you'll become very busy right beside me. We'll walk through it together when the time comes. I don't think it was a mistake that I wasn't on the radio for 3 weeks because when I beat the drums loudly, like I sometimes can, sometimes it puts people in danger. So we're just going slow. We're just going slow. And the minute the CHI is ready to go, then we're going to hit it hard. And we are going to beat those drums like crazy. I'm sure everything's being put into place exactly as it should be. Now, last night I posted a new message from Lord Ashtar, and it's possible that several of you haven't seen it yet, so I would like to share that now. It's a little bit shorter than what I just read. It should carry us out to the end. So I'm just going to take a sip here. I'm getting readjusted. This was a most amazing message. It is the most amazing message I've ever gotten from Ashtar. And that's because, I'm sure that it's because we're ready now to hear the new information that maybe we've heard it before, but it hasn't been put to us this way before. So I'll just take a sip. Extraterrestrials have been visiting Earth a very long time. A message from Ashtar. Greetings, this is Ashtar through Elizabeth Trutwin. I would like to begin you off today with an activation you can use, which will help you with activating your star DNA, crystalline instrument, connecting with source energy, with your heart, and increase your ability to express love through through your instrument, with the instruction packets downloading to your heart as the next steps to take in your individual and planetary mission. Source activation. There is nothing that will unite you to oneness in an attunement for humanity, the creatures, with their struggles and problems, than the heartfelt willingness to be of assistance where, when, and as the need arises. This is accomplished through mindfulness. Read this source activation daily before your meditations and ask your guides to show you the way that day. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is emotional control. Mindfulness is coolness and clarity of thought. Mindfulness exists in overcoming emotional storms by diffusing them rather than indulging them. It is not being swept away by fantasy and emotional distortions, which are creations of faulty mental conditioning. Mindfulness is being aware and conscious. Mindfulness is concentration on the business of the moment. Mindfulness is the dedication of all one's thoughts, speech, and action to the infinite. Extraterrestrials have been visiting Earth a very long time. This is greatly misunderstood. I just want to say here that there were drawings that went with this channeling that got put in. They're on my website, cosmicascensionguide.org. cosmicascensionguide.org. But also I knew that there were also videos and photos of these facts out there on the web. So I gathered them all up and put them right next to the article on the website. So you can, there's several YouTubes there, and there's illustrations of what he's talking about in real life, you know, that are slightly better than the drawings. So I think I felt that the drawings would help certain people. They would look at the drawing and go, aha, and that the YouTubes and photos help other people depending on how they learn. So that's how I did this. The human condition lends itself to gradually waking up only to fall into residual programming as if being pulled by a tractor beam from above. This means integrating a tiny part of a new truth into your hard drive while losing sight of the much larger truth. Humans go through this process incessantly, and the whole time they are closing themselves off from a full connection with Source. This arises from fear. It is the fear of knowing Source and being afraid that the knowing will leave and not come back. The truth embargo bases everything in fear. Look at the word UFO, unidentified flying object. Every time a person encounters any new information regarding extraterrestrials, they are reprogrammed again that we don't know what these aerial vehicles are, and we don't know what they are, and we don't know who is commanding them. Oh, I read that wrong. Ashtar had said, we do know what they are and who is commanding them. Earth is a hollow planet existing within a galactic citizenship inside the Milky Way galaxy. All planets are hollow, including the sun, Sol. The sun is a hollow planet, and Jupiter has become more like a sun. Mars has an entire civilization with skyscrapers and hanging gardens floating inside the interior of the planet. There is a sun inside Earth which glows blue. The aurora borealis is a reflection of the inner sunlight. UFOs can be seen flying in and out of the poles on the sun to its inner civilization at the corona. Motherships larger than Earth travel in and out of the sun this way. NASA has imaged the inner suns at Jupiter, Mercury, Saturn, and Neptune. Conditioning as a prerequisite prerequisite of the truth embargo has held humanity to infantile notions. The programming which says the Helios solar system only has 8 or 9 planets is unforgivable. That is like saying Earth is the only planet with intelligent life. A planet with mass starvation, worldwide war, and nuclear energy as a weapon is the only intelligent life? I certainly hope not. I could hear Ashtar laughing the way he laughed when he first said that to me. Yet very intelligent people will not look past the conspiracy portion of the UFO story to see what true reality exists. Extraterrestrials travel by the speed of magnetic light within a zero-point atmosphere. A portion or fraction within humanity has had that technology in their hands for decades. The United States government, the president, the U.S. military, the U.S. intelligence agencies, and private contractors, as well as their counterparts in many countries, have this knowledge. They are all motivated by greed to never tell the public what they fully well know. That they fully well know who Admiral Sananda, Captain Ashtar, and the trillions of ships in the Galactic Federation are. They program the everyday man with notions about discovering new planets which may support life, delivering fresh fruit to the ISS so the astronauts won't get rickets, and locating yet another puddle of water on the surface of Mars. Indeed, this faction has a fleet of international space stations which also travel by the speed of magnetic light, go into deep space, land and explore planets like Ceres and Vesta, and bring back payloads to these few who wish to control the many. The Earth has an electromagnetic crystalline energy grid, which holds it to the new timeline and holds the orbit in relation to all the other planets in the Helios solar system. This energy grid is in process of connecting to Earth's stargates, pyramids, ziggurats, zero-point modules, obelisks, and giant crystals buried deep inside caves and under the Great Pyramid. There are a handful of high beings who live on Earth in human form and also work for the Galactic Federation, traveling on and off planet as needed. These galactic humans also travel to inner Earth to visit the inhabitants there. These are the ancestors of Lemurians, Atlanteans, and Hyperboreans, who long ago went to inner Earth to take up residence. The beings go to inner Earth for festival days and to partake in sacred rituals designed to assist the health of Mother Earth. These beings are very concerned about how a nuclear war would affect the inhabitants of Earth. They join with the galactic humans of surface Earth to collaborate on keeping Earth safe. Galactic Federation members live at inner Earth and others visit inner Earth often. In Lhasa, Tibet, there are entry points to inner Earth. The Dalai Lama was removed from his temple and home there to try to prevent him from his mission to guard the portal there. The Buddhist lamas continue to travel to inner Earth on a regular basis. They are commissioned with the role of sitting on the councils at inner Earth to keep open the communication and information exchange between the surface dwellers and the inner Earth inhabitants. Those at inner Earth have kept a strict policy of restricting access to their civilization. This has been to protect Earth from nuclear destruction. This is the reason for the genocide in Tibet. The Dalai Lama has always continued to travel by alternative means, and they have not been successful in keeping him from traveling at will. He goes to Lhasa several times a year without being detected in cloaked craft, commanded by the Galactic Federation. The Galactic Federation ships help in many different ways without violating the Prime Directive. Mother Sekhmet has said no one will interfere with the grand experiment on Earth, except in times of nuclear war or mass psychological attack. When Lhasa was stolen forcibly from the Buddhist priests, then that made it possible for them to receive all the supernatural help needed to continue their role at Inner Earth. Mother Earth requires these relationships continue. Many of the Buddhist temples are built inside caves, with large statues of Buddha inside the caves guarding the entries to inner Earth. There was a recent period on Earth when some negative extraterrestrials gained access with the help of the Nazi, Russian, and United States government. These governments made treaties and agreements with a negative faction of extraterrestrials called the Greys. The Greys abducted millions of Earth citizens and took them to their ships for biological experiments. They also mutilated livestock to remove DNA samples for their own use. The genetic experiments were only a part of the havoc they wreaked. They also set up labs inside mountains and inner Earth tunnels where they shared their scientific knowledge with dark cabal scientists and had collaborative experiments on humans and animals. The science they seek was an abomination to nature and violated the prime directive. It goes against universal law to mix DNA between species. They will be held accountable for their crimes against humanity. These practices were ended in 2010. Battles have been waging around Earth as these groups have continued to try to gain access to Earth's stargates again. This, too, is coming to completion. There are trillions of ships traveling to and from Earth with the Galactic Federation every day. Motherships, scout craft, and shuttlecraft, cloud ships, wingmaker ships, and many others all have specific roles and duties guarding Earth. They help with surveillance, ecological concerns, communication, healing technologies, and many others. There is much discussion about global warming and the melting of the ice caps at the poles. Truth of the matter is that the polar ice caps have been slowly heated by 3,000-mile-wide wingmaker craft. There are 3 wingmaker craft over each pole and 3 over the equator, and their specialty is working with ecological concerns. These ships have the advanced technology in place to mitigate all of the negative effects of the gases released and the ice melting into the water of the seas. They are under my command and ordered to use their technology to remove all the ice from both poles. Originally, the ice caps were put in place to make the ends of the globe impassable. This is how we hide the comings and goings of StarCraft in and out of the poles on a daily basis. No one is there to see it take place. Now that Earth is going back to zero point, we will open the entryways to inner Earth for a free flow of air traffic for any who desire visiting. Eventually, Earth will be a 100% temperate zone of around 70 degrees Fahrenheit everywhere. There is not one article in the media telling the truth about global warming. This is a huge part of the truth embargo. No dates, no nukes, no flukes. How many times have you heard me say that? This may be the biggest fear experienced by inner Earth inhabitants. At the end of the Tetra Yuga, 10,000 years ago, the great beings of surface Earth left to go back to inner Earth for a rest. The Buddhists have continued this knowledge and know that enlightened beings are invited to Shambhala at inner Earth. Inner Earth is Nirvana. This is the privilege which is conveyed when one becomes an ascended master. The uninitiated are not invited. Rogue, dark cabal agents have told stories, saying folks will go on motherships to visit inner Earth. Nothing is farther from the truth. After ascension, the individual earns the right to visit this advanced civilization and not before. In the Hindu epic, the Ramayana, Rama's wife Sita is described as being swallowed by the earth. Artwork depicts Sita going down into the soil and returning to her mother, meaning Mother Earth. This is describing how Sita returned to inner earth. Buddhist Nirvana, she went there to live at the end of that era. During the Great War at Orion, which is depicted in the Hindu epic the Mahabharata, there was a nuclear explosion on Maldek. and it turned the planet, which used to exist between Mars and Jupiter, into little rocks. We call that the asteroid belt. Some of the rocks are not so little. They formed small planets like Ceres and Vesta. This nuclear explosion was so forceful, it blew the surface off of Mars. This is when Earth experienced the flood. The Mars waters were pulled into Earth's atmosphere and landed in our seas. Before the nuclear explosion in Maldek, Earth's surface was 66% water, and after the flood, which lasted a year of Earth time, it was 75% covered in water. At the same time this happened, a part of the dark cabal on Earth also were warring. They sent a nuclear weapon into inner Earth and aimed it at the inner sun. Mother Earth reacted to this and sent that heavy energy into the great crystal located in the Atlantic Ocean between Bermuda and the Canary Islands. She did this to protect herself from complete destruction, as she is a sentient being. This resulted in the great crystal breaking into three pieces, and they're still sitting on the seafloor today. The Galactic Federation ships cannot land on Earth to bring our technologies until Earth is a planet of peace. Nisara Law holds the provisions to do just this. Earth will return to zero point, and no weapons can function within that vibration. Earth will instantly become a planet of peace as soon as the network of zero point technologies goes to 100% function. Nuclear scientist M.T. Keshi has the role on Earth under my command. Since Earth was created, those from off planet, extraterrestrials, have visited her. Currently, there are fully functioning Galactic Federation extraterrestrial bases on Earth. E.T. lives under the sea, inside lakes, in mountain portals, and travel to inner Earth through wormholes in the oceans and through the poles. The programming of the dark cabal of an us versus them mentality is the modus operandi of the truth embargo. It's time to join together as galactic citizens and do everything within your power to bring these changes to Earth. The most important thing you can do is to pressure mainstream media to report on this issue. They are the greatest help in raising consciousness and spreading the truth. Also, the president, government, and military witnesses need your support and forgiveness and compassion. Assist them in any way needed to bring the truth through the channels of Congress. This will facilitate full galactic disclosure. This is key. Make it your mission. Salute. Well, that's pretty darn good timing because our time is up. So I'm going to play you out, everybody. Come back next week. I'll see you then. Namaste. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take